Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Headboard Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 3 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of January 12th through January 18th in the Great American Old West. January 12th, 1872. The Grand Duke Alexei Alexandrovich Romanov of Russia arrives in Omaha, Nebraska, to begin what will be come to call the Great Royal Buffalo Hunt. We'll hear more about this. January 12th, 1910, the passing of Bass Reeves, age about 72. Born a slave in 1838, he escaped and lived in the Indian Territory with the Seminole and Creek Indians for a time. Appointed a deputy U.S. Marshal in 1875 by Judge Isaac Parker, he served 32 years. He arrested over 3,000 felons, including his own son, for murder. By his own account, he killed 14 men in the line of duty, but was never shot himself. Reeves retired as a U.S. Marshal in 1907. A statue in his honor stands in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Now, I think this fella is probably the number one gunfighter in the Old West. Check it out. Tip your hat while you do it. January 13th, 1864. The death of Stephen Collins Foster, age 37, in New York, New York, America's first professional songwriter. His music was admired across the nation, still is today. Beautiful Dreamer, Camptown Races, Genie with the Light Brown Hair, Hard Times Come Again No More, Oh Susanna, My Old Kentucky Home, Old Black Joe and the Old Folks at Home, Swanee River to some, to name a few, are the most popular. Definitely part of the background sound of the growing West. January 14th, 1872. Here we go. On the occasion of his 22nd birthday, Grand Duke Alexei's buffalo hunt is replete with 600 Sioux Indians led by Spotted Tail and other notable warriors, two companies each of infantry and cavalry, and a huge support train. With Lieutenant Colonel, that'd be General George Custer, as Grand Master of the hunt, Buffalo Bill Cody coached the Duke, who proved a capable hunter and who later became an admirer of America. The champagne, caviar, and fantastic demonstrations of Indian skills as hunters and warriors is a tale too grand to receive full justice in the Old West Daily Reader. Look this one up. Get the full effect of this 19th century international event. It was actually a formal visit by the Russian Navy. January 15, 1863, Radon Godfrey Ranch. A large band of Cheyenne and Lakota warriors attacked an isolated ranch in Colorado owned by Huron Godfrey, partly in retaliation for the Sand Creek Massacre and partly to gather resources for further attacks on the whites, one of the numerous January attacks during the Colorado War. Due to the massacre at American Ranch previously, Godfrey was warned. Together with his family and employees, they fortified his ranch. Over 130 warriors surrounded and attacked the ranch at night. Due to adequate preparation, dealing with flaming arrows, and ignoring the theft of their horses from the corral, the ranchers inside managed to hold off the attack. With the morning and the approach of reinforcements, the frustrated Indians vanished. The ranchers had no casualties. The Indians lost 17 dead. January 16th, 1973, the bonanza played out. After 431 episodes over 14 seasons, the second longest running TV Western comes to an end of the primetime trail. But it's still out there. January 17th, 1852. Thought to have been born circa 1800 in Sonora, Mexico. Died in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Maria Gertrudis Barceo, a.k.a. Matules. Famous, notorious master gambler and saloon owner in Santa Fe, territory in Mexico at the time of the U.S.-Mexican War. Her elaborate funeral was attended by most of the city, in spite of criticism by some that it was financed by, quote, ill-gotten gains and too fancy, unquote, for such a woman. January 18, 1847, 15 members of the Donner Party attempt a midwinter crossing of Donner Pass seeking help for the remaining snowbound immigrants. After severe hardships and having cannibalized their dead, only seven, two men, five women, reach California alive. Eventually, four rescue missions will start back for the rest of the stranded survivors. It's the last week of the free holiday reading special on the Just for Fun Pages, writers. Don't miss this little bonus. Gone till next year. This is program 3 for 2019. All material presented here is copyrighted by OSDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.